I think that if we look at the Rashi on the parsha of first parsha of Kriyashma, V'haftes Hashem likecho, l'vovcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol moidecho, the second pasuk says V'hoyu advarim ha'ele. So Rashi says Mahu ho'avo. Rashi seems to be defining what Avas Hashem is. What is Avas Hashem? V'hoyu advarim ha'ele. These words, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al vovecho, a person is learning Torah, the words of Torah al vovecho. So he says, V'hoyu advarim ha'ele. Rashi says, Shemitoch kach ato makir b'kodesh boruch hu u'misdabek bidrochov. Because through the learning of Torah, one comes to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and clings and becomes tied to his ways. And that is the expression of Avas Hashem. Sounds like it's not because I'm coming to recognize Hashem and it will lead to Avo, but rather this is considered Avas Hashem because of the fact that I put in the effort to be makir the ways of Hashem, in order to be mistabik bidrochov, that in itself says, I love Hashem. That's love of Hashem. I'm concerned about the relationship. I'm working to increase the relationship. I want to understand more and more about His ways in order that I should be able to follow in His ways and to connect further with Him. And that, it seems, is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. It would seem, then, that one who pursues the Chochmas HaMusar, to understand the Darkei Hashem, to understand the Midas of Hashem, to understand the Midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us, that such a person is engaged in an act of Avas Hashem. So I thought that there's an interesting discussion here in the Ralbag, which is really delineates some of the Gedorim in specific focus on midas, on a midah, and the pursuit of it and the details of it and the trying to get the fine chilukim that exists is not only pursuit of understanding a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but is really an engagement in the mitzvah and in the feeling of, which is a feeling of Avas Hashem. So pursuing the Gedorim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs and directives and midas, today that we should be mistabik bidrochov, is in itself a kiyum of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Therefore, I thought this might be worthwhile to look into, besides the fact that it's worthwhile stam in terms of the lesson of the midas. When Yosef accuses his brothers of being meraglim, so the Ralbag says here is a toeles in midas. For who? Shein roy lesholem sheyigmol ra lemishigmalo ra. Sheyigmalo ra lemishigmalo ra. Says a person, an odom asholem, a person who is acting appropriately, should not be paying back evil to someone who did evil to him. You know, that's nekoma, should not do it. Be yois le'el yodu lasus. He's capable. He was capable of hurting them in any way he wanted. He had the complete access to all of the power of Mitzrayim. And yet, since even though they did bad to him, he should not act to them in that bad way. V'lozet timso, she bin poel ache Yosef lefonov uveyodoi, that he didn't pay them back. He took care of them, sustained them. However, he did cause them some tsar. He didn't want to do ra to them, but he did cause them tsar. Some tsar. Today, he had to find out
how the matzav, how his father and how his brother Binyamin were doing. And therefore he had to cause him some tzar and accuse them of meraglim, and he continues. V'shitzbarelo, eich minage min hogom im ochim Binyamin. How are they acting with Binyamin? Shimhoyu soinim oisoi umisnaklim la'amisoi. Kimoy shenoagu imoy. Because if, for some reason, they would hate Binyamin, and they wanted to kill him just like they wanted to kill Yosef, he would figure out, as this powerful Yosef, some eitzah how he could get involved there and do something to assure that his brother Binyamin would not be at their mercy and they would not be able to kill him. So he had to know what's going on, what's the matzav of his brother and his father too. He says, okay. How did this play out? What was happening here? If he wasn't choshed them as meraglim, oy bedover me'advorim horoim v'hamagunim, or something else that was evil, lo hoyo lo derech lachkor shiyesh lehem avo ach. He wouldn't have a way to search, to find out, do you have a father? Do you have a brother? How are they doing? What's the matzav? Ki lo hoyo mevakshim lehischaten imoy. They didn't ask to marry, to do a shidduch with him. So he wouldn't have a way to find out. When he knew that Binyamin was alive, then he tried to bring him, and then he goes on, and he explains what he did. He caused them a little bit of pain, but he also let them know he fears Hashem, so that they shouldn't be too afraid. And there was a whole, he goes on, it's very interesting, a whole balance of how he dealt with them in order to bring about the results that he felt he had to bring about in a modified way, in a way that did cause some pain because he had no choice, but it was a way that they shouldn't feel overwhelmed, because I said, and I'm not going to do anything drastic to harm you. The question is, it seems very strange. He says he had to find out about his father and his brother. He says, he had no way to find out. He says, they didn't ask to make a shidduch with him, and therefore he had no way to find out. What in the world is going on over here? He says, here you have this all-powerful ruler of Mitzrayim. Here you have these people who he's accusing as spies, and they're at his mercy, okay? And he wants to know, push it. It says he wants to know lachkor sheyesh lohem avoach. First, he wants to know whether they're alive. He wants to know maybe some more details about it. And he has no way of finding out. The only way to find out is to accuse them of meraglim. And in the process, now that you're accused of meraglim, you're going to defend yourself and you're going to say, no, we came to get food. Why? Because our father and our brother is still in Canaan and so forth and so on. B'ina shalelam. Why don't you ask them? Why don't you ask them? He says he had no way of knowing, and the reason that he had no way of knowing, because they weren't talking about doing a shidduch with him. And therefore what? So they're not talking about doing a shidduch with him, so you can't have a conversation with them? And you're so powerful, and they're at your mercy, and any question you would ask them, they'll answer you. And Vaita, what's he doing? He's now going to cause them tsar. Mitigated tsar. He says that he tells them, I'm not going to hurt you, you won't do it. And they'll see all the good things that he does later on to Binyamin that he gave, whatever. He goes off. Obelemaisa, you're causing them tsar. And you can't ask them, do you have a father? Is your father alive? Does you have a brother? Why? Because lo hoyim of action is chatinimoy. They didn't ask to do a shirach. Unless, I don't know what you could say. But it does seem that the pshat over here is that the Yosef, with all his power and with all the negativity that he could have had to his brothers, and even though he knew the alternative is going to be, I have to cause them tsar, but how could I ask them personal questions? There was something, I'm not quite even sure what it was, but there was something wrong with this asking him, oh, you have a father, you have a brother. He had to come up with this whole kenunya, this whole thing, accusing them of meraglim and this, and now once they're on the defensive, the accusation, and they're going to come out, in order to find out whether he has a father and a brother, and whether they're still alive, and whether they're still well. It sounds like that they're a very defined gedorim in terms of hanhoga in midas bein olam lechaveroi. And even though I'm the great Yosef, these people are, you know, they're dependent upon me, and I'm free to accuse them anything I want. But it's time to ask them a question, their personal question. It's a personal question. We're doing a shidduch, it's something else. A shidduch, you have to ask who's involved, what's the family, what's it all about. But otherwise, that's what it sounds like. And even though the alternative is tsar, but there must be something about invasion of a person's private life, which sounds so remote that, you know, you're out of line. You have no right. You shouldn't be asking about my personal family situation. Whatever the uptight is, but it sounds like they're a very, very clear gedorim in terms of how a person has to act and what may be between two alternatives, what can be deemed appropriate and what can be deemed inappropriate. And sometimes the invasion of some level, I guess that's what it means, of his privacy in terms of asking personal questions can be something that's so offensive that it would justify causing them mitigated, limited pain rather than to be so. Maybe it's a pgiya in the kovod ha'odom, the tzelem elokim, I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something that's amiss there. Either way, it's a balance. This balance is added to by the next Ralbag, where he says that it says v'hu sheroy l'sholem she yispoil b'roiso och echov b'tzora. He says we learn from Yosef, because after when they revealed it, when they were talking amongst themselves, Hashemim anachnu, he started to cry. He turned away. V'afim gmelohu ra b'tachlis ma she'efsha. They caused him the worst thing. They wanted to kill him. Haloi tire ki Yosef b'roiso echov Bitzora, nichmaru racham of aleim, v'yosef me'aleim livkos. He turned away to cry. His rachmonis was nisoyer inside. He turned away to cry. This, it seems, is talking only about brothers. He says when he sees his brothers bitzora. Over here, he spoke about when he sees a person. So it sounds like there's different gedorim to someone who caused you bad. You're not allowed to hurt, to do bad, to take nekoma and any circumstances. To a brother, not only you're not allowed to have nekoma, but you have to be nispoil from his pain. You have to still be able to be sensitive to that pain. He wanted to kill you. He did the worst thing to you. They did the worst things to you. But I see their pain. They're embarrassed. And since they're my brothers, despite the fact of everything they wanted to do, I have to now be nisar. I have to be ready to cry. I have to feel the pain, the depths of my neshoma. Not necessarily to a stranger. A stranger not. Here he's talking about anybody. Nekoma you can't take. You can't do it. But here, to the brothers, is a new level. So I think the upshot of all of this is, whatever the nuances may be, but that there's a whole Torah about, that's what midas are. Midas are measured. They're measurements, and they're measured. So much this, one plays against another. How much of this against how much of this. There's value judgments, and we have to learn all of this. This only is to be found in Chazal on our own. We certainly can't make all these judgments. To make a judgment on our own that it may even be better to cause him some pain than to invade his privacy with a personal question. I don't even know what that means exactly, but that it's, and therefore the learning the Chochmas HaMusar with all of the Gedorim of the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of the Gedorim of the Midas that Chazal have told us the way we have to act in order to fulfill the V'holachta Bidroch of the emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is ultimately brings us to the Tachlis of creation to be Nenem Yisiv HaShechina, that it takes a lot of Chochmah. There's a lot of details. It's and the principles are critical. The Rav HaMagid says in Hilchos Shechinim that Midas could not be codified in Shulchan Aruch because they're too complex. They depend on the individual, they depend on the circumstances, they depend on the time, they depend on so many different interactions and levels of where people are holding and situations that it can't be, it's not simple. Shabbos and Muktzeh and Tefillah, this can be codified. These are principles, these are basics, these are specific. These are detailed. These are facts. These apply to everybody. This is too complex. If that's the case, Allah has come over kama, how much we have to learn in the Chochmas HaMusa to be able to learn the general principles, to be able to figure out how they apply. We're not going to be able to open up a Mishnah Berurah and to see, oh, in this particular circumstance, when I feel so much and they did this to me, and my feeling is this, and this is the situation, and I have these two alternatives, I'm not going to find it. So we have to be Mamish Bikiyim, I guess, in the principles of Midas, in the basic, in the concepts, in the directives, in the examples that we find in Chazal, in order to be able to the best of our ability to draw on them when a specific situation arises, to be able to figure out what to do, and or to be able to know what to ask someone to do, or to be able to guide others what to do. But it doesn't come, it can't just, there's no place to look and just get these simple answers. So I think that not only is a pursuit of all the Gedorim and the insights of Chazal and the Chochmas HaMusar a kiyum of Talmud Torah, and a kiyum of the mitzvah of Ohavtes Hashem Elokecha, because it's part of the effort to be makir b'Kodesh Baruch Hu mistabik b'drochav, but it's also something that's critical if we really want to be able to conduct ourselves with those midas, and therefore the pursuit of Chochmas HaMusa has to be a critical element in everything we do. And that having been said, I think that the time that's Rabbi Yisrael used to emphasize very much the akvias for learning Musa, because when something doesn't have akvias, it's too easy to become too busy, to forget, to be distracted. And we have akvias for Musa Seder. And I think that kvias is a critical time and should be, you know, upheld and adhered to and strengthened as much as possible, because it's only through the learning Musa b'kvias that we're really able to be assured that we'll get these basic concepts and be able to apply them to everything in our lives.